Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We got your Christmas present, Kid Nation, about 40 minutes away.
Right up under our tree.
Go to KidNation.com and check out what we have left to give. And then you just claim your prize just like that. You just got to call and ask. That's it.
That's it.
We're letting you open early this time. And we're about an hour away from a Christmas wish this morning. So if you want to hold off on the mascara this morning, that would be a wise choice. Because, you know, we get a little emotional during the holidays here when we get these families on the line. And if you want to nominate a family or you know someone in need this holiday season, go to KidNation.com as well and let us know about them so we can help them.
A lot of good people out there, too. We spent a lot of time talking about the bad ones this morning, but there's a lot of good people out there. A
lot of good out there. Yeah. And our Kesha interview from Jingle Ball the other night. That's coming up in about... we'd say about 20 minutes away from that.
I can't wait to hear that.
Sound good? All right, but right now it's First World Problems time.
I got a first world problem.
All right, you have those problems. You feel bad complaining. We give you the platform.
There you go.
That way we can all laugh, we're entertained, and you get them off your chest. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I have one.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Jenna.
I just moved into a townhome.
Yeah.
So much space, and because I'm a newfound minimalist... I have too many empty cabinets. I have too much empty space in my closet. I've gotten rid of so many things that everything is...
a blessing.
I have all these empty spaces, so now I don't know what to do.
You gotta fill them up. Take your time, though. Don't.
Can you rent out the space for other people to use as storage?
There you go. Make a public storage over there.
Oh, man, I could use
that. It's one of those couples closets. So it's like...
oh, dream.
All right, I guess one? I'll have both sides.
Whoa. I guess I'll have both. Hashtag single girl problems as well.
I guess my first world problem this morning is I got a new washing machine, and it's really quiet. So quiet that I forgot I washed clothes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And this morning, awesome. I'm like, where is those? I'm looking, like, oh, these clothes have been in here for a week.
A week.
Oh, that's bad. That's another double wash.
Yeah.
Man, stinky clothes. From the Total Wireless text line, which is the same phone number you used to call the show. I finished my Christmas shopping in September, you guys.
Okay.
But now my kids and husband have completely different Christmas lists. Nothing I bought them is on the list. I have to start over.
Oh, man. That's a shame. It's the drawback of shopping early.
That's why you got to procrastinate.
I've gotten so much better.
You were too early at times.
I didn't start really until Black Friday online. Yeah. I thought that was pretty good.
You're getting better? You think that's better?
I used to shop in March.
That's better. You know, the other problem when you know people buy gifts too early,
someone
bought me a pair of jeans once and I took them back just for credit to get something else. Yep. They didn't fit. They were only worth $20.
Right.
Because they had bought them so long ago, they had been marked down to clearance.
And the gift receipts don't last that long.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I had to just stop myself.
Yeah.
Even if you see a good deal in March, you're like, I can't do it.
Let's go to the phones here. Carly, how's it going? Carly.
Hey, Carly.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah. Hello there.
Hi, I'm so excited to talk to you guys.
We're excited to talk to you.
What's your first world problem?
I follow you all on social media. I cannot go to Starbucks and spend $5 on my coffee without having to spend another $3 on a cake pop for my 2-year-old.
Oh my gosh, they're so good.
And he even recognizes what Starbucks is, so even if we drive through, he demands to have a cake pop.
Yeah.
Cake pop. Starbucks was smart with that cake pop.
Of course.
They won't put in a soft drink machine.
No.
But they'll put in a cake pop. Mm.
Some of them have alcohol now. They have like a bar.
What is their hang up with soft drinks?
I don't know.
It's just a brand thing,
right?
It makes me so mad.
Because they just have different brands.
Your caffeine to come from their coffee.
Exactly. Right.
You can get your cake pop, though.
Yeah.
And when the kid gets one, you have to get one for yourself as well. You know, you can't let him.
No, you get the baby scone. Have you seen those baby scones?
No.
Yeah, instead of getting a full-size scone, you can get like 3 scones for $1 or something, little tiny vanilla scones.
Oh, yum. Thank you for your call, Carly. Have a wonderful day and enjoy that cake pop today. Alyssa wrote us and said, Netflix won't update my currently watching list, so I have to do a search for the show I'm watching every freaking day. Hashtag first world problem. Yeah, that would suck. I wouldn't even do the search. I will try to find it on one of those little lines.
Like
I don't even
popular,
know the tabs. Yeah, the popular or current, what's hot on Netflix. I won't even do the search. Has yours done that before where it doesn't update it?
Yes.
That sucks. Mine's been good. Hi, Cindy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your first world problem?
My first world problem is I am calling you from Canada, where we have very cold winters, and I am embarrassed to say I am spoiled and have a truck with heated seats and heated steering wheel. And some days in the winter, my husband needs to use the truck, and I have to drive his car, and it has no heated steering wheel.
Oh, man. You end up with cold everything.
It's very inconsiderate of him.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm so excited you're in Canada.
Yeah, how is Canada this morning?
Is it snowing?
It's not snowing today, and it's about -5, -6 degrees Celsius here.
Warm bed.
That mean Fahrenheit, though. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Well, zero
probably
is freezing.
About 25, 26.
That's cold.
Their zero is our 32.
It's going to get much colder, though.
Oh, imagine. I just want to talk to you all day, because I want to go to Banff.
What's Banff?
You'll love it, Kelly.
Every blogger that I've been following, they all end up in Banff. They must have had just some big tourism push, and it worked.
Banff is a place?
I want to go.
Banff's great.
Where do you live?
I'm in Ontario.
Okay. I'm going to come see you in Ontario, too.
Banff?
Go to Banff. To stay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's my goal, to be Banff.
Sounds like a club or something.
It's a resort town.
Okay. All right.
Like a Whistler.
Just beautiful lake, mountains. It's just gorgeous.
Really?
It is. Pictures, yes.
I thought that meant B-A.
Yeah.
Banff.
Banff. That's like what every dude wants to
Banff.
Be.
Banff. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it would be. Let's get Antoinette on. Hi, Antoinette.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you're having a problem this morning.
Yes. So I have a smartwatch, and with it, like, it has the weather and the time, but it makes it so that I can read my text messages and my emails and respond back. And I could not find my watch this morning, so I have a regular digital watch. And in order to read and respond to my messages, I now have to pick up my phone.
Oh,
my God.
Oh,
my gosh, I have first world problems.
Yeah,
that's a big one. That's a biggie.
That is a big one. That's why I'm trying not to switch to an iPhone ever. I mean, to an iWatch. Because that will rely too
make
much.
Even lazier.
Yeah, it'll make me way lazier. Ashley, how you doing this morning?
Hey.
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 Hello.
Hey.
So you live in a gated community?
I do, and the remote for the gate isn't working right now, so it's cold here. I have to roll down my window, get freezing cold just to enter in my pen to get into my neighborhood.
Wow.
Okay, first world problem.
First world problem. Right
Rich
there.
People should not have to deal with that.
No.
Right?
You guys got to upgrade.
I know, right?
Upgrade to the security guard. I know, right?
I know,
right?
Oh, man. Thank you for your call, Ashley. Hey, keep your first world problems coming, because if we didn't get to them this week, we'll try to get to them next week.
My dream is to live in a gated community.
I used to. I lived in one for about 4 years.
Pretty nice. I'm sure it has its pluses and minuses. When people want to see you casually, that's not usually an easy thing.
Right. And if there's a power outage in your neighborhood, you cannot get out because the gate is electric.
There's some problems, yeah.
It does have problems.
Man, you're rich.
Yeah, but you're rich. So your problems go away eventually.
Oh, that's right. I forgot, Al. We are rich. In fact, you're richer than I am. Remember?
That's right.
The website said Al's the richest of all of us.
What was he worth?
I've been bumped.
He was worth like...
Oh, gosh. $7 million? What was it?
Yeah, I need to give them an updated portfolio.
I mean, you could tell Al is rich because he's having Coolio tour his bars. That's how you can tell Big Al Mac is rich right there. Hey, we got a interview coming up. Kesha is finally back in the music scene, and she was at her Jingle Ball concert the other night. So Jenna and Justin got to sit backstage and interview Kesha. You get to hear that interview coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
20 minutes away from your Christmas present, Kid Nation. So get ready to call in and claim your prize and make sure you check out what we have to offer at KidNation.com, where you can also nominate a family for a Christmas wish. We'll get to one this hour. Hopefully before the end of the hour, we'll get you a brand new Christmas wish from this morning. So we'll go ahead and issue that mascara alert now, you know, because these tend to be people that are struggling, and it really makes you look at your life and be thankful.
Yeah.
That, you know, maybe we can't afford everything we want, but as long as we have health and each other, everything's good.
Well said, JC.
So we'll get you that. Please nominate a family at KidNation.com. We'll get to our Kesha interview here in just a minute, but I was trying to get a hold of our boy, Nick. Where's you Nick? Know, producer Nick.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to ask him a question, and White Cheddar was like, oh, Nick gone.
He's gone?
He gone.
Why is he gone?
He had to go somewhere.
Did Taylor Swift release another record or something?
Right. Yeah. Did he go back?
Like a deli run or something? What?
No.
He's like not at work.
It's actually, no, he's not at work.
He was here.
But he took off. And it's a really cool reason.
Oh.
Nick's on the phone with us right now.
Is it something to do with his saving a man's life?
Ooh. Yeah. By the way, Nick is a hero. He did save a man's life.
Nick? Is Nick running somewhere?
Hey, guys. First time, long time.
What's up, producer Nick?
Nick, why'd you leave?
Well, you can now refer to me as host Nick Adams.
Oh,
I am on my way. I am hosting the annual awards breakfast for DKMS, which is the bone marrow charity that I've been supporting for five years.
This has become a career for you.
Right?
Yeah.
I know.
You're the spokesperson for DKMS.
It's been pretty cool, so I'm going to have fun. So I just got to go early, make sure my dressing room's in order.
Your dressing room?
Like mm-hmm.
What'd you ask for? What was in your contract rider?
I just needed some white flowers and a white couch. I'm pretty simple.
Okay, good.
All right.
Now, did you rent or you buy your suit?
I used a backup suit because my preferred suit didn't fit anymore. This dad bod has kind of taken over, guys.
Oh. It happens.
The dad bod takes
no joke.
So is this like a fancy black tie affair? What's happening?
Well, it's at a country club, Kelly.
Fancy.
And so I'm going there, and it is, you know, I'm not sure if it's black tie or not. I hope I'm wearing the appropriate clothes. But,
it'd be early in the morning for black tie.
Right.
Yeah, but it's an awards breakfast, so we're going to be honoring some people who have done a lot to help promote the charity, people who have been bone marrow donors, people who have received it. So it's going to be really cool kind of celebrating a year of the charity.
That's Did you come up with some jokes? I mean, is there any, like, bone marrow transplant jokes or something?
The script writer did not allow me any time for any jokes, unfortunately.
You got to bring some levity to the situation.
Yeah. You would have done great with a monologue.
Grab their attention.
Yeah, some kidney puns.
Yeah, something like
that. Maybe some Aggie jokes. You're an Aggie.
So a bone marrow transplant recipient walks into a bar. You know, the joke just writes itself.
Oh, okay. Go finish it, Kelly. Yeah. Hey, Nick.
I'll think about that.
Nick, is the gentleman whose life you saved going to be there this time?
You know, I'm pretty sure no, because I donated, it was about 6 months ago, and the rules stipulate that we can't meet for at least a year.
Okay.
So I don't think so, unless they have something up their sleeve that I'm not aware of. So.
Yeah.
Even if you're the host?
I don't know if they bend the rules on you know, medical privacy for me.
Awesome. Well, Nick, we're proud of you, man. You have fun out there at that breakfast, okay, buddy?
I will. Thank you, guys. And it was a pleasure leaving work early.
Of course, it always is, right? Isn't it? And what's that website if we want to try to donate bone marrow like you did?
It is DKMS.org.
Boom. You can save a life.
DKMS.org.
Yeah. And Nick's talked about it before, Nick. They fly you out there. They spend all the money. You don't have to spend any money. They take care of everything. Hotel, flight, everything.
Yeah, you just got to swab your mouth, and then you go into the system, and they will let you know if you're a match at some point.
I wonder if Nick is going to wear the glitter beard.
Oh.
He doesn't have a beard.
Right. Nick, are you wearing glitter beard?
Not intentionally. There's just so much glitter in the office. I think everyone has a glitter beard.
Yeah. All right, Nick. Well, you get out there and you host that thing, buddy. We're proud of you. Speaking of the glitter beard, the man that was sporting the glitter beard like a champion.
Yes, hello.
Part-time Justin.
I don't know how. I found glitter on my nose yesterday, and I could not get it off. I don't know how you don't have glitter on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was just so easy to get off.
Oh, my gosh.
In the shower.
I know.
I was talking to Kelly about it the other day, earlier this morning, and she's like, it's going to be crazy when someone has to clean out that drain and just finds just nothing but a clump of hair and glitter. They're going to be so confused.
Mm. It's like under my nails.
It's everywhere.
It's in my underwear.
It's all over your face again today.
There was a woman later that night. She kissed me on the cheek, but she used tongue, and she got she was intoxicated.
Okay.
We've all been guilty of licking people.
Yeah. And she had
it right, Trey.
Oh yeah,
you know,
Kelly licked, or the Trey licked Kelly.
I licked Trey.
Oh, you.
Yeah.
How was it? That's our thing.
It was a little awkward. Alan was staring at me.
Oh, now you're going to claim harassment?
Yeah.
You asked me to lick you.
I would never, Kelly. You've been nothing but respectful. Back to Justin.
Yeah, he used his profile picture.
Right.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, because we're interviewing these celebrities backstage at Jingle Ball, these artists, and I'm thinking this glitter beard is going to be polarizing because, you know, you're interviewing Camila Cabello, it's like she is about to perform. She probably doesn't want to get glitter on her makeup.
No.
And then,
right.
So, and some of the, you know, male celebrities were like, oh, that's cool, man. But that's it. They don't want to get that close.
Right.
But Justin and I interviewed an artist, and she loves the glitter beard.
You did it because of Kesha.
Yeah, because of Kesha.
Exactly.
She tweeted and posted on her Instagram, if you come to my show, please wear a glitter beard. I was like, all right, well, you're going to be at Jingle Ball, so I'm going to wear this glitter beard. As soon as she walks in the room for the interview, yep, her mouth drops. She's
yeah,
like,
oh,
and she automatically, like a magnet, starts walking to me and like, oh, no, you're doing the interview with them first on the side.
Aww.
And then she's like, and, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wanted to go to you first.
Yeah, she did. And then
so
after
her bubble was burst.
Just a little bit. So she does the interview over there, and then she starts smiling, and she floats towards me.
She yep, floated the interview. Toward
you. I was just there.
Yeah.
Oh, so this was a Justin Kesha just...
For the most part, yeah. I feel like I was just there. They were really connected.
That's how I felt with you, me, and Charlie Puth.
Yeah. Wait, you were there?
Yeah, I was there. Okay, it was fun. Okay. Let's hear how that interview went. Part-time okay. Justin, Kesha, and Jenna.
Coming
how are you
in.
Doing?
I'm good.
You look great. So hi.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
In velvet. Can I give you a hug?
Yes.
Yes.
I think
so
you're the first artist not afraid of the beard.
Are you
so
kidding?
So you love glitter.
Yeah. I feel like that was like, I'm like a, what are you, like a cat with like catnip or like a raccoon with shiny things.
Yeah.
Like I just like
a
love
magnet.
Shiny
you're
stuff.
Attracted to it.
Drawn to it.
Yeah.
I know. Some people hate on glitter.
Who?
I don't know. I guess because
yeah,
it's like sand and you find it everywhere for days after
that's
wearing it.
That's what I like. Just like leaving your mark amongst
yeah,
the world.
It's a polarizing arts and crafts. So what do you say to people when they say, oh, I hate glitter?
Well, I don't think that you probably have a soul.
Oh, yeah. Probably not because it's so pretty.
It's so
yeah,
sparkly and pretty.
Actually, the reason why I'm wearing the glitter beard is because I saw your Instagram post where you said, please wear a glitter beard if you're at my concert.
Listen,
so
I took it personally in a good
yeah,
way. When I saw your glitter beard, I was like, oh,
yeah,
I like that. I'm gonna take this as if it's for me, even if it's not.
Well, yeah, and I'm a huge fan, and all your music
you,
is like a gay national anthem. Every single one. So
that's
all
the biggest compliment
the
yeah,
in my makeup tonight. We were listening to Praying. The person in my makeup tonight was just like, this song has gotten me through so many hard times.
Oh, I'm just love like, that. Oh. That like makes it all like. That's exactly why I write music, is
you,
to hear things like that.
When you sit down to design,
what you said,
yeah,
like both of those things are exactly why people make music, or at least
yeah,
why I do, is to help people and make people happy or relate. And
yeah, and you're so involved in the whole creative process too,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
the videos and
produced,
everything.
Yeah, executive produced the record, wrote all the songs, and the like the praying video. That was a dream of mine.
So. How does that come to you? Do you like wake
literally,
up in the morning and start writing it down?
Yeah,
or?
I wake up in the middle of the night and start talking into my phone, and my boyfriend's like, can you shut up? I'm like, no, this one's good.
Yeah.
This one's important.
Yeah.
Just I'm going to keep like talking into my phone.
Yeah. No, Malcolm Moore told us that too, that you are all about the music, and when you write it, you just want to like share your opinions. And whenever I interviewed him, I talked to him, and he said that y'all both got tattoos together, and he said he got one of a crying eye. What tattoo did you get?
He has a crying eye. I don't remember. Which one? I have so many bad
yeah,
tattoos. You don't even know. Which one did? Oh, it's so stupid. It's up here. No, it's at the pink and it's a pink.
You have a tattoo tracker?
She helps me with. She helps me keep track of things, but
yeah,
it's actually the pink and purple whale. There's a pink and purple whale.
Speaking
three
of whales, you're into
on my
whales.
Bot. I
right?
love whales. They bring me so much happiness.
Have you gone whale
yeah,
watching?
Oh, I've gone swimming with whales, and like a baby whale came up and like rubbed up against
oh
the side
god,
of my body, and I was like, oh my god, that's amazing.
Can you do your best whale call for us? Like, this is mine.
Is that what
like
it sounds like? It's a different. Yeah.
Maybe not.
No, I thought that was really good.
That's the baby one.
Yeah. How did you get the baby one to come to you? Did you just look at it in the eye?
I was wearing glitter.
Oh, really? Oh, like a full glitter
bodysuit.
Did
you look at it in the eye?
Swimming? Yeah, that is so brave, too. Right, to go swimming with whales. Are you not afraid that they're
going to... No, I'm like, I really like swimming in the ocean, especially with creatures. I love sharks. And
that's also on your album art. The album.
Yeah, I was actually naked, covered in glitter, going into the freezing cold ocean, and that was just like a symbolic. It is a symbol of what I like to do when I feel the most free. That's my favorite thing in the entire world, is just being free in the ocean.
Well, we love the music. We're so excited have you back. We're excited to see you perform tonight
as well.
I'm
super excited to see you guys, and I love your beard. And
thank you
for the sweetness from your makeup artist.
I don't have anything fancy. Yeah.
No.
And
you look beautiful.
And our last question, how did you get your Instagram name, Is Who Is?
Okay, so my boyfriend was like, why is your Instagram name Is Who Is? And I was like, what are you talking about? It's I Is Who I Is. It's a play on my song, We Are Who We Are. And I was like, whoa, that went over my head. And I realized that maybe it wasn't.
Did you not listen
clever.
To that one?
Yeah. No, I love it. It's beautiful. Yeah.
It's just me trying to be myself all over the place.
You do such a good job, girl. Keep being yourself.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Nice to see you guys.
Yes.
So
nice
much
to
love.
See you too.
Bye, guys.
Are you still floating on a cloud?
Yes. You know, they say unicorns don't exist, but that night I met the first unicorn in my life.
Aww. Kesha.
And it was so great.
Perfect.
Oh my gosh. That's she got good. Me through so many times, and just she's awesome. And at the end of the interview, she goes to another room and does something, and I'm out in the hallway too, and she's walking with her group of people past me, and she makes eye contact with me, and I make eye contact with her. She starts to smile, I start to smile, and then we just start walking towards each other, and then she like just smiles, and then I'm like, can I give you a hug? And she goes, of course, can I give you a hug? And so we just hug each other.
Oh my God.
That was kind of a love story.
Yeah. And then we just parted ways, but it was just the most, I feel blessed.
Yeah.
I'm
just
so
blessed.
Glad you got that experience.
Yeah.
Justin, right. Have I told you the story of Kesha giving me a tattoo?
Yes, yeah. And you told her that it was fading away, right?
I told her it went away.
Yeah.
I saw her in the... She's so cool.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to talk to anyone in the hallway, but she was in the hallway, and I was walking by her, and she looked at me, and she gave me the weird look. Like the...
Like, do I know you look?
Yeah,
like that?
Because I was staring at her like, I know you.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, because you had a pretty intimate interview with her, right?
Yeah, it was like when back in the day we went to the House of Blues and we were in like this cool room. It was dark, and she was really into giving people tattoos.
Yeah,
and I said I would love a tattoo from you one day,
but not legit tattoos. Well,
she had a machine,
a pen and
yeah,
like
she had a
lighter.
Machine, and she was giving people legit tattoos. But when I said I would like a tattoo from you one day, she goes, "Why not right now?
Why not?"
And so she got a needle. And she got a pen from someone, and then she had just taken a drink from some Jack Daniels, and she said that it's okay, I'm sterile now, I'm sterilized. And so she licked my hand, or my wrist, and then started doing three dots on my wrist.
Oh my.
And then put them up there.
Oh.
Did you get tested after that?
No.
He's fine.
I'm fine?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm all good.
Yeah.
But she remembered, I was like, my tattoo faded, Kesha, and she goes, oh yeah. I give you a tattoo at the House of Blues.
Well,
and then she started telling me that her tattoo that Macklemore gave her was fading away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said something inappropriate.
Mm. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
It sucks that it's going away. But, you got marked by her.
I got marked
by
her.
Marked by the unicorn.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's so exciting.
She was so nice, too. And she said we could do it again. So maybe you can join us that next time.
Yes, please. Oh, my gosh.
Oh my God.
You would let her?
I don't know if like my soul would just be ready to go. At that point.
Oh, my God.
Being right. Tattooed.
Like, that could be fine, end of the world for you?
Yeah, that would be the happiest point.
Now, I know you love her in not a romantic way, but could it be a romantic way?
No.
Okay.
No, it's all spiritual.
You just want to hang out with her, be her best friend?
Hang out with her, yeah. Yeah.
If she said, Justin, I need you to be my assistant.
Come on the road with me.
I don't know if I could be an assistant. No, like, I want to be, like... Like, she's amazing, but...
Yeah, but their assistants are their friends. I mean,
like,
that's
their best friends.
Are they?
Usually.
I've been watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and they don't...
It's hard.
...treat their assistants like their friends.
Well, that's
friends,
because
like
the assistants stop knowing their place.
Yeah, see? And I wouldn't know. I don't even know my place here sometimes.
Yeah. we could use a deli run.
Yeah. Justin does good with a deli run. Hey, good job with that interview,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah,
I will post that up at kidnation.com, which is where you can go check out the Christmas gifts we have for you.
Mm-hmm.
We have a nice little Kid Nation Christmas tree here that the support staff set up here in the office, and that's why we have glitter all over the place.
Yes, and we have presents all around the Christmas tree.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you can pick one of those presents if you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number what, Justin?
Number 21.
Caller number 21, you get to pick the present under the Christmas tree. Now remember, go check it out at KidNation.com because once one is picked, it's gone forever. Because it's now owned by someone else.
Yep.
So we'll give you your Christmas present, and I'll tell you some pretty big news that I found out about myself.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. This is, I haven't been this excited.
Life-changing.
This is life-changing for me. I'll tell you guys what went down yesterday next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Man, I can't wait to tell you what happened to me yesterday. But first, we got to give away this Christmas present from under the Kid Nation Christmas tree. And don't worry, if you didn't get in this hour, we'll do it again in about 50 minutes. We'll have you call in, and then you can claim your Christmas present.
All right.
Plenty to go around, right, Big Al?
You got it, Bubba.
Elise.
Bub.
Elise.
Yes.
Congratulations. Yeah. You're caller number 21.
Yay.
I can't believe I made it in. I've been calling in for years.
Hey, all it takes is one call, right, Elise?
Yeah, it does. This is crazy.
Now, did you go to KidNation.com and check out what we have to offer?
Honestly, I didn't have a chance. I've been so busy, and I had to talk to the person on the phone before I came on air.
So, Alicia ran down the what you can pick from?
Yes, they did.
Okay, and what would you like to go with?
I'm going to go ahead and go with the Amazon gift card.
The Amazon gift card.
All
right.
Let
me find that package here.
Amazon Prime. Gift.
Yeah, buddy.
Now we'll give it to Lucky Jenna because she's been having some good luck opening it up.
I'll take all the luck I can get.
All right, great. Do you you have your eye on some things on Amazon this year? They have everything.
Yes, yeah, actually.
Are you Prime?
Yes, I am.
See, I kind of judge people that aren't Prime.
I'm not Prime right now. Sorry. Yeah.
All right. Do you have anything specific that you're looking for on Amazon?
Well, I'm looking for a comforter for my son. He's getting a little bit older, and he's outgrown the character sheets and all that stuff, and so he's needing to get something a little more age-appropriate.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think you are going to be able to find it no problem, because you just scored yourself an Amazon gift card worth $400.
Woo! Hey! Oh, my God.
Nice,
there you go. Wow.
Nice. You can get those.
Oh, my. You can get a backup comforter, too.
Yeah, you can get those and then some.
Yeah. This is great. I barely had enough to make anything for Christmas this year. This is great.
Oh, good.
At least we're glad you got your Amazon gift card. What's your son's name?
His name is Gavin.
Gavin! New comforter and sheets,
you
good sir.
You get your sheets, Gavin. Yeah. Other stuff, but don't say.
Which character sheets does he have?
Well, he's Skylanders right now. So.
Oh, Skylanders? Okay. I had
that was very big for a long time.
I had my Ninja Turtle sheets until I was 18.
So. Oh, wow.
18?
Yeah.
Well, see, and now they're making a comeback. You could totally rock them now.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah, I got mine.
Kenzie would love that. Yeah,
definitely did not help when girls came over. Elise, you hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your Amazon gift card. So, next hour, Amazon gift card is gone, but we have plenty to choose from. Again, go to KidNation.com and check out what we have to offer. And we'll do it again in about 50 minutes.
Great. Okay, now,
do we
get to hear your life-changing news?
Yes. This was something that I have been working on and my mom has been working on for years.
Oh.
And recently, my mom and I got into a competition, a stalking competition, we call it.
Uh-huh.
Because we did that the DNA test separately. We didn't even know that she was doing it. She didn't know that I did it. And it linked us together. And that's when we realized, okay, this Ancestry.com DNA kit really does work.
Yeah, it linked you together, but you've really always been on like a constant search for your family because your mom was adopted, right?
Right. My mom was adopted. My father walked out on me
right
when I was born. So I found my biological father years ago. It was with you guys.
That was a big deal.
Yeah, and I got to go down. I went down to Mexico and I met my grandparents.
It went beautifully.
It was so awesome. And when I got that, that's exactly what I wanted for my mom.
Right, because your family tree kind of ends there on her side.
Yeah.
She doesn't know where her birth mother is, right?
And I feel like she felt left out, you know, because I got to meet blood relatives, because before that, the only blood relatives I had were her and my sister that she had with my dad that I grew up with. And she didn't have that. And so I wanted so badly to find her birth parents to where I hired, well, I didn't hire, but I, you know, I got a couple private investigators and they told me what I had to do with, to go to Ohio because she was born in Akron and I would have to go to the courts and the file was closed. And this was like in 2012. And it was such a big hassle and it was going to be a lot of money. And so we were weighing our options and it just, that kind of died off. Until we did the DNA kits and we found all these people that were 100% for sure family members of ours.
Wow. Cousins.
Yeah, you found like a second cousin.
Second cousin, my mom, which was a first cousin for my mom.
Okay.
And we hit all these people up. And I'm talking about dozens of people on Ancestry that got either phone calls from me and or my mom and emails.
And was everyone receptive? Everyone?
No.
not anybody?
Out of... And I'm telling you, when we say we hit a probably about 40 to 50 people.
Wow.
One reached back.
Wow.
Really?
Only one of those people reached back.
Wow.
And that was on my mom's side. So she got a point. So her stalking level was on fleek.
Yeah.
And so she started corresponding with this lady and they didn't know exactly how they knew each other. We didn't know if she was connected to my mother's mom or the father.
Okay.
All we knew is that we were cousins. And she linked it back to her great-grandmother's maiden name, and she said, this is where our family tree starts, so you're definitely, if you start from there and go down the tree, we'll be able to find either your mom or your dad.
So you're using Facebook really as a tool and just searching that last name and sending messages to people with that last name.
Facebook and those websites that they say if you pay $5 or whatever or $2 to look at these people information, they give you their cell phone, email. It's scary how easy it is to get people's information, especially if you have a different name. And it just, we hit a dead end. And my mom, a couple weeks ago, decided, hey, why don't I look at the courts again and see, maybe I can go out there and open up the file, even though it's a closed file. Some parents don't want to be found.
Yeah.
Wow.
To her surprise, they changed the law in Ohio.
Oh.
Some weird law was changed to where it was right on the cusp of her birthday, where if you were born on this or after this date, You can get your information.
Wow.
And so my mom put in the application. It was like $20, $25. Paid it, and she received the papers yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
And
with the name of her mother.
So, yeah, she sees that it's from Ohio.
Yeah.
It had been stuffed in the back of the mailbox, so it was all crumpled up.
Oh, man.
It had probably been there for a couple of days. It just got pushed back, and I guess she must have missed it.
Well.
So she pulls it out, sees it's from Ohio, rips it open. My sister's there with her, and it turns out in 2014, her biological mother had turned in her information.
She wanted to be found.
She wanted to be found.
Great.
Wow.
What a relief.
That is a relief because
you
don't know how this is going to
end up.
Because we found you.
Yeah, you don't want to go in blind, and then you ruin someone's life because they moved on, they're married, they have kids.
Know.
You don't know. But she put in her information back then.
That's great.
Just her name.
Hey.
I got chills.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, she went back and said, okay, I'll give you my name. Here's my phone number.
Ooh.
Here's my address.
She's been thinking about
And released
older, you know.
And the birth certificate, here it is. My mother's birth certificate from when she was born. We know her name. My mom's name was Mary Beth.
Oh.
Her name was Mary Beth.
Okay.
My grandmother's name is Linda.
Okay.
And my grandfather's name is Tom.
Oh, wow.
Thomas.
That's awesome, dude.
And we looked my grandmother up.
Not Tomas and Linda?
No. So Linda, I don't want to give their last names out because obviously.
Yeah.
But Linda, my grandmother, my biological grandmother is Italian.
Yeah.
Really cool Italian last name, too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, really cool Italian last name.
And did that show up when you spit in your cup that you're Italian?
Yeah, from like Sicily.
Okay.
From that area.
Okay.
From the island. And then my grandfather is Thomas. He's Irish. Now,
Tom and Linda very common
still
mix.
Together?
No. So this is where it gets a little tricky now because we found my grandmother on Facebook and my mom wanted to call her. I'm one of those people that if I get something, I'm calling right away. Like, I can't wait, you know? That's how I was with my biological father. My mom, on the other hand, was like, I don't know what to say. I don't want to blindside her.
Yeah.
And I said, look, take your time. And then when you feel ready, call her.
Yeah.
And so 2 hours later, my mom says, I'm a caller.
That's a crazy phone call. Like, I'm your daughter.
Yeah. So, exactly. Like, how do you open up the line when she talks?
You just have to do it, I guess.
She said the first time she called, She heard the voicemail came on, and it was her voice, and she hung up because she was like,
"Oh my
God!"
You don't leave that as a message.
She didn't want to leave the message. Then she called the cell phone, and the cell phone rang, and she said she got so nervous that she hung up. And she called me, and she goes, "I don't know if I could do this." And I was like, "Well, I'm not going to do it, Mom. This is your thing. Like, this is you got to do this, but do it when you're ready." And she goes, "No, I'm going to do it."
Any idea how old Linda is?
Yeah, I have her age and everything. Okay. She's
was she a teen mom?
Oh, that was another thing.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up. So this whole time, my grandparents told my mom they were teenagers, very young teenagers, between the ages of 14 and 17.
The ones that adopted your mom.
The one that adopted, They said they were between 14 and 17 years old. Come to find out, when we got the birth certificate, they were 23 years old.
So not true.
And she had two other previous children, older children, that she did have at around 17, and then another one at 18.
Well, maybe that's what the parents were told, her adoptive parents were told.
Right.
So it's a situation, we don't know yet at this point, if they just couldn't afford a third child, didn't believe in abortion.
We have no idea.
We don't know yet.
My mom finally got the guts, called the cell phone, right?
Yes.
Now, most of us, if you get a number you don't recognize, especially with an area code that's not from your area.
I'm not answering. You better leave a voice message.
You're not going to answer.
If you're also, if you just registered your phone number, maybe you're thinking, what if this is every time the phone rings?
Three, 4 years ago.
She did it in 2014, gave her phone number in February, which is weird, right? Yes. It's just the timing is ridiculous.
Okay.
And it had been sitting there for years, just waiting for us to just pay $20 for that to be released.
$20.
Yeah, that's all it would have taken.
So she answered.
So she calls, no answer. And my mom is now, she's feeling down.
Oh.
And so we're sitting there and we're thinking, I said, I guess you're going to have to send her a text so that she knows that that number is you.
Yeah.
And we drew up a text. And I kid you not, this took us about an hour to come up with this little quick text.
Okay. What did it say?
So what we came up with was, I told her, text just, "Hi, my name is Patricia. You might remember me as Mary Beth."
Oh.
And I can only imagine, right?
Right.
"I have been waiting for this moment for years, and I'd like to talk to you whenever you're ready. Smiley face."
Yeah, I gotta put a smiley face emoji.
An emoji?
Yeah.
That way you show
I'm happy.
Good things, yes.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to you because I'm angry with you. I want to talk to you because I'm happy. Yes. So happy face, that was a critical one.
I agree.
Then we had to pick the right emoji.
Oh my gosh.
So we went with the super happy one with the eyes wide open.
Okay.
That was a good one, right? And then finish it off with, "I'm ready."
Oh.
My emoji right now is like that waterworks one.
And she sent it last night.
Yes.
And as of 8 o'clock last night, she did not respond. But
maybe she's an older lady.
She might be processing it.
Grandma doesn't know how to text.
Right.
Yeah, she doesn't.
What if she has a phone without the text?
It could be that. I don't know. The thing is, we know now. We know names. We found her. We know her Facebook. And when I go on her friends list, some of those people on her friends list are on my Ancestry.com profile.
So this is legit.
So this is she looks like my mom. Her smile is my mom. I sent you guys a picture.
Yeah.
She looks like my mom. When I looked at her,
very nice.
She looked like a very nice lady.
She's gonna be a good grandma.
I could tell she's a grandmother. She has grandchildren on her page. I don't think she's married. And the only thing is we can't find my grandfather. That's the one thing. Because his name.
You'll find out.
You'll learn everything you need to know with that one conversation.
Yeah.
But his name's so common.
And she's ready. Yeah.
She's ready. So we found my.
Are you going to Akron for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. We're going to go to Akron, girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm going to show up.
I think that will be once she talks to her mother. I told my wife last night, I said, I think that should be my Christmas present for my mom. I'll fly her out with me and my sister, and we'll go meet our family from that side.
Take this Southwest Airlines gift card under the Kid Nation Christmas
tree. Can I get that one? I'm going to try to call next hour.
Tracy, I'm so happy. I'm so emotional. I'm so happy for you because I know how much you've been wanting this.
Oh, man. I laid down yesterday. I had my daughter because my wife was on a field trip. I laid down and I couldn't really sleep, and I just felt my phone vibrate, and I looked at it, and it was for my mom, and I knew.
Yeah.
And as soon as I read it, I just tears just start flowing. I'm like, we did it.
That's cool.
We have no more questions. Like, we have all the
No, you have a lot of questions.
We have questions, but
you found her.
The big answers are there. Yes. We just now need to get to, we have the title of the essay. We just need to read the essay now.
Well, way to go, essay.
Oh.
Shout out. I thought y'all had to throw it out there for my Mexican
peeps. Way to go, essay.
Oh, I'm so excited. So I'll keep you guys posted on what goes down today.
Yeah.
We're really pumped about that.
Let us know.
And we're really excited about our Christmas wishes. Look, go to kidnation.com. If there's a family in need and you see them, they're helping everyone else out, and they don't ask for help ever.
They could probably use a little help themselves.
This is our time to step up, right?
Yeah.
If you notice someone that needs help, go to KidNation.com and nominate them, because we have a great one coming up next. Now, we hear about single mothers all the time. And when you hear about a single father,
yeah,
a single father of four children, working his butt off, helping others, teaching his children the right things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you see what a great man he is and doesn't ask for help. Oh, no, people notice.
We're going to have to help them.
We're going to have to help him next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, Kid Nation, you're so awesome. We're getting all these text messages from the Total Wireless text line, Kelly. And they're being so nice about this, my mom's story.
It's so sweet.
JC, where was the mascara alert? Sorry, I didn't know it was going to make you cry. So happy for you and your mom, crying like a baby from all the joy and excitement in your voice. JC, your family's from Akron. Did LeBron James show up in that Ancestry profile? I did check. He did not show up.
Oh, dang it.
And you could also tell by my athletic ability in basketball. Also, I'm bawling right now. So happy for you and your mom, JC. What a beautiful thing. My mom is also adopted, and she found her biological mother in 2012, and they have a great relationship now. Thank you for sharing.
Wonderful.
Which is exactly what I want for my mom. Since I was able to have that with my biological father, I feel my mom should have the same.
How exciting to meet a whole new family.
I know. So excited. Definitely. We'll keep you posted, and thank you for caring, Kid Nation, because seeing that we're not the only ones that go through these things definitely lifts us up. But speaking of lifting people up, it's time for another Christmas wish right now.
All right.
This time we have siblings trying to help each other out.
Nice.
And as always, the recipient has no idea that a letter was written about him. This is why we love Christmas wishes. And if you want to help somebody in need this holiday season, go to KidNation.com. Mm-hmm. Let us know about them in a letter, and hopefully we can make something happen this Christmas for them. Let's bring them in and see if we could surprise them real quick, though. Okay.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hello, is this Jeff?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing? I'm JC. I got Jenna Owens, Kelly Raspberry. I got Big Al Mack over here with the Kid Craddock Morning Show. How you doing this morning?
Hello.
Oh, man, I'm good. How are y'all?
Good. Happy holidays,
doing
brother.
Awesome, man. So you have no idea what we're calling you?
No, sir.
No, you seemed a little surprised. Well, I'm going to tell you this. It's not bad news. It's actually really good news, okay?
All right.
Jeff, you are very, very loved, and we have a letter to prove that. If you don't mind, we'll read that to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Kelly.
All right, Jeff. I'm writing this letter about my brother and his four kids. He is a veteran and a single dad. Jeff has to do everything by himself, work full time, and hope no one needs to stay homesick. He makes sure they know he loves them, but he can't afford to buy new clothes, the coats, the shoes. He also never asks for help. When Harvey hit Texas, Jeff was ready to give anything he could to those in need. Now, Jeff probably doesn't realize it, but he's just like our dad that passed away a few years ago, and that he would give the shirt off of his back to anyone in need, knowing it was personally his only shirt. I'm a mother of one with a husband and cannot fathom how Jeff manages to work so hard and be physically and emotionally present for his four children. But when I see those kids, I know, they know how much Jeff loves them. Please consider helping Jeff provide the basic needs for them this Christmas. And that, of course, is from your sister, Jessica.
And Jessica's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, guys. Hey, Jeff.
Is Jessica always pulling this kind of stuff, Jeff?
No, ma'am. No.
So this is a surprise. This is a surprise.
Yeah, it is.
Well, Jeff, first of all, thank you for your service.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, not only did you put it on the line for your country, but knowing that you have kids back home. And secondly, from a kid whose father walked away from him, thank you for being a man.
You're more than welcome. I couldn't imagine life any different than being with my kids. I mean, they drive me crazy, but they keep my sanity straight.
Jeff, that has to be hard. I mean, talking about single moms doing it, you know, but to go to work and come home and have four kids, I mean, that has to be really difficult every day, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it makes for long days, but all you can do is one step by step, so.
There you go.
What is Christmas looking like for you guys?
It's a little starting to cool down, so maybe it'll be a wintery type Christmas, like summer like.
I think the kids might want a little bit more than just cold weather, though.
How old are your kids? Will you tell us a little bit about them?
My oldest, he's 13. He'll be going into high school next year. He's a football player, track. You know,
he's an athlete,
all around superstar with athletics, and I'm very proud of him. It's been one of his best years so far. And,
I've got another son. He's a elementary school. Oh man, I think he takes after his daddy a little bit. He's pretty hard headed.
How old is he?
He's 8. He's my little sensitive boy, but he don't like school very much.
My mama used to tell me a hard head makes a soft behind.
That's right.
Man, I'm telling you, they figure that out real quick because I go to tell them they're getting a whoop and they go to straighten up.
There you
right.
go. There yeah. you go.
They don't want it.
Mm-mm. And what about your third one?
She'll be 5 come January. Oh my goodness, they are God's gift to Earth. I mean, they want to take care of each other. Just, you know, the sisterly love, the brotherly love that they've got for each other is just crazy. I mean, me and my siblings, we're all close, but we're all so far apart. And right. For them to be the way they are with each other is just, I love it. I mean, I couldn't ask for any better acting kids than what I have.
So. You seem like you are a great father. So you have 2 boys, 2 girls. How old is the other girl, your other daughter?
She's 3.
3. So you got 2.
Yeah, that's my baby.
And you're a single father taking care of all these 4 children by yourself.
Yes, sir.
It sounds like you've done a pretty awesome job. Yeah. I mean, if you got 4 kids, only 1 bad one. I mean, you really good job.
And you know what? Due to this wonderful letter your sister Jessica wrote, we're going to go ahead and grant this Christmas wish for you, okay?
Christmas wish.
Yeah, and this means we're going to make Christmas happen for you guys. And I know that you probably try to spend all your money on housing and groceries and utilities.
The day-to-day.
And the day-to-day stuff that, you know, it gets expensive. And when you get around the holiday season, it gets a little bit tough to get your kids all those things they want because you got an athlete. You got a little sense of a little boy who probably likes to read and color and do a lot of art. And you have 2 little girls, and you know girls love clothes and they love dolls.
Man. They love clothes and they love coloring in their books and man, something else.
What we're going to do for you, man, to make this Christmas brighter for you and your 4 kids as a single dad is we're going to give you a gift card to JCPenney. And at JCPenney, I mean, you could buy
everything.
I mean, anything
toys,
you want.
Toys, clothes, everything.
We're going to give you $500. And so whatever toys your kids want, whatever electronics your kids want, if you want to get Christmas decorations, if you want to get them clothes, anything that could make it so that you could put presents under the tree, we want to make that happen thanks to JCPenney, okay?
Really?
Yes, sir.
That is awesome. I don't know what to say.
You don't say a word.
Nothing, man.
Yay, surprise.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Just keep being.
Man, thank y'all.
Keep being you, Jeff.
So welcome.
You're an inspiration to dads all over, brother.
And really, Jessica's the one you should thank. She just is the one that let us know about your story and wanted to help.
Man, I love you.
Love you, too. I think he's so confused
because
he's like, I didn't ask for a Christmas wish.
No, buddy. Your sister had this Christmas wish for you and your family.
Special trip and go see my sister now.
You give her a big old hug for us, okay, Jeff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And real quick, because I know your kids would love to hear their names on the radio. What are your kids' names, Jeff?
We have Lilina, she's the baby. Liliana, that's my 3-year-old. Jafeth, that's my 8-year-old. And Jeffrey Jr., my oldest.
All right.
Oh.
Well, I hope all 5 of you have a wonderful Christmas, okay, Jeff?
All right, thank you.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Man, Jessica, you're awesome. I love you.
Oh,
I had no idea. I was not expecting this. I'm here to say.
Kid-Cratic Morning Show.
Let's give away this Christmas present.
Let's do it.
You got music? Thank you. All right, let's get our caller on. It's getting bare down there.
Yeah.
Well, by the Christmas tree. Because we've been giving away 2 presents a day.
That's right.
Still got more tomorrow for you. Don't worry. If you didn't win today, we'll do it again tomorrow, 7:20 and 8:20 Central, like we did today. But Kelly, how are you doing this morning?
I am so psyched. I cannot believe I got through. I am so excited. My heart is racing.
Well, all right. You are the correct caller, yay! And that means you get to pick your yay present. Now, hopefully you took a look at what we have to offer, and you have one in mind that you want.
I absolutely do, and my husband worked so hard for his family, and I am so excited to choose the Bose headset for him.
Oh. The Bose headset!
Yay! Awesome.
Oh, he's going to love that.
Yes. Yeah, he is.
No. He is. We are older parents. I'm 51 years old. I have 8-year-old twins and a 25-year-old.
Wow.
Sometimes we need a little quiet time, and he loves to listen to workout podcasts.
That's
and
right.
His headset just broke.
Oh, so this is perfect timing for you, Kelly. Well, Kelly,
it absolutely is.
And Justin, we can't have him missing a sandwich and some loving podcast while he's working out. And obviously, that's one of his workout favorites.
Of course it is.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Which, by the way, is dropping today at 10.
The Thanksgiving recap episode.
Oh, oh recap. Cool. Yes. You recap the Thanksgiving action.
Oh, cool.
My girl. All right.
So, congratulations, Kelly.
We'll send you those headphones over. You put them under the Christmas tree and give them to your husband, all right?
I absolutely will. Thank you guys so, so much.
No, thank you, Kelly, for being awesome and calling in. And we got 2 more gifts for you tomorrow morning.
Nice prize for her husband. Yeah. That's so sweet.
In fact, we have another gift for you right now. This is a gift to the world.
No, really?
Compliments of DMX. Now, unfortunately...
Is he in jail?
He's been in jail here and there, so we have not been receiving very much right music from him as of late. But he is in the Christmas spirit, and he has blessed us.
Oh,
with his rendition of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No. Oh.
Got a bark.
You know Dasher the Dancer, Prancer the Vixen,
no.
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall, what's that? The what? Most famous reindeer of all. Come on. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And if you ever saw it,
is this not the greatest thing ever?
That's awesome. I mean, it's in a ex-con kind of way.
I'm like waiting on the gunshot.
Yeah, right?
A full-length album.
Are you?
From DMX. I just love his voice.
It needs a police siren in the background.
Yeah.
It needs something, to give it a little bit more edge. Not that his voice doesn't give it a little edge,
you wanted the lyrics to be changed a little bit too, make it a little more hood?
Yeah. All the Rough Riders, just DMX.
I think DMX is the only Rough Rider left right now.
And then have the cell doors closing at the very end.
Yeah. That's funny, actually.
Yeah, so you have some production.
Yeah, added production.
So this?
Convict.
Yeah.
That's what, a little bit of that?
Yeah.
We'll get it to DMX, hopefully for the next song.
All right, good deal.
What a treat.
Frosty the Convict is coming out.
Yeah. I saw Warden kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. In fact, we might have to come up with our own album, Jenna.
Okay.
Since we're the 2 rappers on the show. Sorry, Al.
Oh,
dang. And it's a trip that Justin, part-time Justin comes in here and asks the Jenna, our white girl, hey, Jenna, do you know a rapper?
Yeah.
Skips right through Al.
I'm like,
and what'd I say? Yeah, I got a few. What do you want?
Yeah.
Do you know a rapper?
Just saying. Yeah, sure I do.
Okay.
Besides Coolio?
T-Paper.
T-Paper.
T-Paper. Oh,
okay.
No.
Speaking of gifts to the world, Jenna's mom is dating on Bumble.
Yeah, well, trying.
She's trying?
Oh, really?
I mean, do we just say dating when you sit on the couch and swipe around? Are you dating?
Did you bust out the recorder?
I did, you guys. On Thanksgiving, we were bumbling together on Thanksgiving, and
fun.
I recorded it, and
Hilarity ensued.
Candy on her Bumble is so funny. So funny.
All right, we'll get to hear that secret audio next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got her groove back.
Well,
this year,
I mean,
towards the end of the year.
I'm getting my groove back. I've had little blips here and there, but yeah, I feel like it's coming back.
Well, the groove is running in the family, Jenna, because Candy got her groove back, too, with her hit show, Plant Chat with Candy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Plant Chat with Candy, and then she works at a florist. This is my mom, and my mom's been divorced for a while now, long enough that it's time for her to move on.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly encouraging her to do the thing that I'm not very good at, which is swipe around on Bumble.
Okay.
Why aren't you good at swiping on Bumble? Too picky?
I don't know.
It just doesn't happen?
Too picky? I'm not a priority right now.
Yeah.
I'll do it. I don't know. I say I do it. I don't really do it. But anyway, on Thanksgiving, what else are we going to do? I'm packing up my house. It's just my mom and I. We got a football game on. And
break out the Bumble.
She's like, Jenna. She gets her phone out. Yeah. And I'm like, what? And she's like, I got to show you this. And so, of course, then I have to get my phone out because I know that it's Bumble Gold when Candy's swiping through profiles. And this is what we got.
This is commentary.
This is our like live. I don't even know if she knew I was recording her. This is our live. Flipping through Bumble.
All right, let's see what it's like. Flipping through Bumble with your mom, Jenna.
Tell me about this guy.
Okay, his name's Rick. And he's 58. And he's kind of cute, but he puts on hair. I'm hoping to meet the one that's like a spring lightning storm. And we both ask, where did that come from?
I can't do Bumble. I just can't do it.
Go through more.
That's it.
Those are the only options.
Oh, God.
Wait, you only had three people to choose from tonight?
No, actually, I've been talking to John.
Oh.
What does he do?
He's an oil and gas specialist.
What is he interested in?
I'm a smart, fun-loving guy who loves a good movie, relaxing drinks with friends, or a quiet dinner at home. I have two grown children who are my life. I love working out, riding my bicycle, or taking long walks with my dog.
You do not like any of those things.
Aww.
Give me the light.
What is that?
It's the troll from the troll movie.
He looks up your alley.
And then I was cute, sent a little message saying, are you the one on the left?
Hold on, was that like his son on there?
His profile picture was him with the troll from the troll movie, like the promo pic. So look at Candy being clever and flirtatious.
Oh,
so you're the one on the left or the right. So now she's reading through their exchange on Bumble.
I like it.
All right, so we're doing Bumbling.
I know we are slap happy. We're in the food.
A little glass of wine.
Food coma.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
something like that.
How we all get on Thanksgiving.
And just obviously both had a cold. So yeah, we're cracking. No.
Jenna's mom, Candy, talking about the guys on Bumble.
That's good.
No, but then I said, how many times have you heard that so far? And he says, does blue skin bother you?
He said that. Yeah. That's funny.
Oh, no.
He's making you laugh. Well, everything makes you laugh.
Yeah, not at all. I really love the hairdo.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It takes me about an hour to get it done.
See, he's making you laugh. This is great.
So I laughed, and I remember collecting troll dolls growing up. He said, I had wishnicks.
He had what?
Wishnicks. I don't know what that is. I don't know.
How old is he?
I said, wishnicks. I had to Google that. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm spending mine with my sweet grown daughter.
Grown? I'm a grown daughter?
Uh-huh. He said, happy Thanksgiving. I'll be with my brothers and nephew and his wife.
So what, you haven't responded? Are you playing hard to get?
No. Well, I mean, that was it. What am I supposed to say back? Isn't it his turn to say something back? I always have to start the conversation.
His turn? He sent you two in a row. His turn? You know how this works?
Well, what do I say back?
I think John sounds great. You should go on a date with John.
He's not bad.
Were you matched with apple pie?
Yeah. Who is apple pie?
It's a food.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they sent me a recipe.
Unbelievable. She's matching with food accounts on Bumble.
So she matched
I guess there's like pizza and things like that on there. I'm so happy I have not come across a food item. But yeah, she matched with apple pie and got recipes and then we got sidetracked. But she didn't get it. She's like, I think so many of us just want the guy to say, like, let's go out. It's so hard as the woman to say,
it just shows for all of us, we all feel the same way. Guys, girls, whatever.
We don't, as guys, we don't know how to do it, and it shows that even when we get older, we don't know how to do it.
He's telling her what he's doing for Thanksgiving, and I'm like, well, now it's on you, I guess. Like, ask him. Let's go do something.
Kelly, didn't you just say let's talk? Or was Alan the one?
Maybe we can get together after the holiday, meet for a hot chocolate or coffee or something.
Because you got to go to the voice now. You got to talk to each other on the phone now.
It's get together.
Fun.
It's just
so funny.
It's fun, but you got to make that meeting happen.
I think just this process is so funny. Watching my mom flip through and just laugh because, of course, she's like, I can't do it. And then she opens it up again. You get lonely and then you're like, wait, I can't do this.
So we'll find out. Will Candy go on a date with John or apple pie?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.